You're listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. In 1965, as increasing numbers of American troops were sent to Vietnam and an American bombing campaign grew, public forums were organized on college campuses across the country. They were known as teach-ins. The idea was to study the war and the draft in depth. Rediscovered Radio producer Dave Barber has the story about a local teach-in.
In April of 1965, the Vietnam Colloquium was held over 3 days on the Yellow Springs campus of Antioch College. It featured a balanced range of viewpoints, and most of the speakers were recorded on tape and are now in the WYSO archives. It was a moment in time when people were starting to look deeply at the growing war.
Well, he just came from the airport and I insisted on stopping for a sandwich on the way. I understand that my function here today is to be fed to the lions. And I didn't want to face that on an empty stomach.
That's Daniel Ellsberg. At the time he appeared at the Antioch teach-in, he was working at the Department of Defense under President Lyndon Johnson and was sent to Antioch to defend the government's role in the growing war.
We're in a situation right now where American planes are engaged in what amount to wartime operations, and we're in a situation where American troops are being sent. All of this has taken place, in my own opinion, without the kind of public involvement that there might well have been. They both involve putting U.S. troops at risk and in committing U.S. planes in bombing raids. They both involve presidential responsibilities of the very highest degree, hazarding American lives, risking a wider war.
6 years later, Ellsberg had turned completely against the U.S. government and leaked government documents known as the Pentagon Papers, an act that made him the most famous whistleblower of his time.
I remember him. He's a very charming, good-looking young guy. He was certainly the best person the Pentagon could pick to send to an event like this.
The dean of students at Antioch College in 1965 was Wally Sykes. He helped plan the colloquium, and at 91 has clear memories of the event and of Daniel Ellsberg.
So he gave his speech, he answered questions, and then he was leaving town, and the student who was driving him, Daniel Ellsberg, told him to stop and take him back because he wanted to meet more with the students. So he stayed for actually 2 days, often until 2 o'clock in the morning with student discussions. And I think that's what turned him against the war in Vietnam.
On the same day as Ellsberg's lecture, the Vietnam Colloquium also featured investigative journalist I.F. Stone and Columbia University professor Zbigniew Brzezinski, who would later become national security advisor to President Jimmy Carter. Wally Sykes says Antioch organizers, which included students and faculty, were careful about who was invited.
The whole affair should be academically credible. It was not supposed to be a political enterprise. We had not yet gotten into the massive buildup in the Vietnam War, but a lot of people could see it was coming. Antioch students were, of course, very aware of what was going on. And at that time, I mean, you would think now that students would have been storming Kelly Hall and so forth, but they didn't. The whole thing was very, very academic, which is what it was planned to be.
Soon, government representation at the teach-ins would vanish, and the events became more protest-oriented as details about American involvement in Southeast Asia grew. By August of 1965, Daniel Ellsberg would move from the Pentagon to an assignment in Vietnam, a 2-year experience that would further transform his thinking about the war. For Rediscovered Radio on WYSO, I'm Dave Barber.
Rediscovered Radio is made possible by the generous support of Ohio Humanities. Read more about the 1965 Vietnam Colloquium on the Rediscovered Radio blog and link to the WYSO archives at wyso.org.